Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of four books showing here, and fifth book is on the shelves of Amazon, so you can check that out, Decision-Making Mastery, so I'm super excited about that. More to come around the topic of decision-making over time. So welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series where I help you level up in your health, your happiness, your vitality, your vibrancy, your abundance, your creativity, your curiosity, your courage, anything else you want to put into that plethora, that mix. I'm working on helping you level up in a very practical way with sort of practical tips, tools, and strategies. That's, I guess, my forte. I've been coaching now for over 13 years, former Army Major in the Australian Army, consultant to Olympic Games, lots of different stuff, so I bring all of that together. But one of my biggest passions, and has been my passion for, you know, two plus decades, maybe three plus, I'm 51 now, so a long time, has been health. The first book I wrote was on happiness, the second book, The Guidebook to Optimum Health. And it's been a passion project of mine, and it's been something that I've been most consistently interested in for the last, you know, really deeply for the last two decades. But all my life, I've always been physically active, been conscious about what I put in my pie hole, more conscious as I've got older. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about what my number one biggest nutritional tip advice is, and I'm going to dive into that. This piece I was going to add there, but I might add that at the end, actually. Another piece of advice on health. So, you know, I've read lots of books, I've done lots of research, I've done lots of different training courses and that sort of stuff. And one of the books that stood out for me in its simplicity was a book called In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan. And, you know, he's a investigative journalist, very much like me, passionate in that space of physical health, in particular nutritional health. And he wanted to look at, you know, what he considered in all the literature was the principal pieces. And I'd sort of, you know, followed a similar path of sort of research. So when I, you know, actually read his book, it sort of came together with all of the things that I had found along the way. And also, he just put it in a very succinct way. And he's got this statement, which says, real food, not too much, mostly plants. So that was his, you know, thesis. As he came together, he said, these are the principal things. Real food, not too much, mostly plants, which is a frickin' awesome, an awesome, like, strategy, an awesome way to direct your attention when it comes to food and like have a checklist along the way. But I said I was only going to focus on one, and I think one of those stands out even more so. And this singular thing, if we focused on it, we wouldn't have to worry so much about our macronutrient breakdown. We wouldn't have to worry about calorie counting. We wouldn't have to worry about all of that stuff. So the singular biggest thing that I believe makes the biggest shift for me personally and for all the clients I've worked with is this. Stop eating processed foods. Now, depending on what your diet looks like as far as what percentage of your diet is processed food, like we're aiming for as close to zero as possible, but you know, we want to take it right down. So when it comes to nutrition, the biggest thing that you can do that's going to make the biggest impact for your health and well-being, and that's not just your physical health, that's your mental health as well, because there's more and more research around, you know, what's happening in our gut. There's this two-way communication piece between the brain and the gut. So what's happening in our gut definitely affects our moods. And what's happening in our gut is the outcome a lot of times in what we place into our stomachs. So what we're drinking, what we're eating. So by making just this singular piece, and it's a challenging piece because so infused into our diet is all of this, you know, fake food, this processed food, and it's become such a piece of convenience. Another book I read recently, and I'll list a couple of books down in the show notes, is called The Pleasure Trap. And it's talking about how we were made in a particular way to move towards things that were pleasurable, move away things that were painful for us. And also they talk about a triad. The third piece is this need to conserve energy. So, you know, the path of least resistance. Fast forward to 2021 and, you know, look in the shelves, go into your local supermarket and, you know, 80 to 90% of it is processed food. And a lot of that processed food is high density calories in a package of low nutrient value. So what we want to do when we're choosing food is, you know, low calorie, high nutrient value. And this where the flip is within a lot of processed food, it's high calories, so high sugar, high fat, and all the other stuff that goes with it, low nutrient value. So it's been processed overly so. So a lot of the nutrients have been taken out, fiber's been taken out, phytonutrients have been taken out, micronutrients have been taken out. The process of putting it together has probably harmed a lot of the good that came from the original source product. Now, if that was a grain, if that was a seed, if that was a nut, like rather than like taking those as they are, as that natural product, processed so much in a way, it spits out the other end and we got this thing called white bread. And white bread is so nutrient poor, but so high in its calorific value that it's pretty useless. Now I'm saying that, and I said earlier on, we don't need to count calories. We don't need to count calories when we're eating real food, when we're not eating processed food, because our body, and again, the book, The Pleasure Trap, the author went into quite a lot of detail about how the body is able to work out what's the right amount of food to take in and why in the wild there's no animals that are obese, overweight, because they've got systems built into their bodies which tells them when to stop. Even if they're in a place of abundance, they'll eat to a point where they're satiated. They won't overeat. So the same thing, we've got these same systems built into our body which are able very easily when we eat real food for us to feel satiated and the body said, I've had enough. But as soon as you put fake food in, which the body can't recognize, which has this huge calorie density in it and has, you know, been so manipulated, the body's like, I actually don't know what this stuff is. So we don't have access to these primate or primary systems that have evolved over thousands of years that allow us to regulate how much food we're taking in and to know intuitively and physiologically when we've consumed enough. So again, I could go into a lot more detail. In the guidebook to Optimum Health, I go into a lot more detail. One of the pillars of Optimum Health I talk about is nutrition. So I get into there. If you're interested in going deeper, I recommend that book, In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan. And I do highly recommend the book, The Pleasure Trap, to really understand what it is that drives our need to eat, our need to overconsume. And he's got in there strategies as well on how we can back that off, how we can reprogram the system and reintegrate the system. And, you know, he comes back to the same thing I'm saying, which is whole foods, real foods, less processed food. So that for me is the number one nutritional strategy you can incorporate into your life. So start looking at what you have in your cupboard, start looking at what you have in your fridge and make your first choice towards something that is in its natural form. Now, if you're going to eat some processed food, it might be, you know, a rule I have is it needs to have less than 5 ingredients, preferably 3 or less. So I eat some corn chips, and the corn chips have got 3 ingredients. It's corn, some oil, and some salt. And again, I'm more about, you know, good quality salt, so what sort of salt are they using? So that, for me, is okay in a processed package if I'm going to eat processed food. But again, I'm always wanting to be at the pointy end of this food spectrum, and that's whole foods and this plant-based diet. If you're going to consume animal products, again, it's about the quality of it. It's having something that's least processed, you know, something that's sitting in a tin on a shelf that's been an original animal product and has turned it, like, that's a very different choice than something that's been, you know, recently killed. And I'm mostly vegetarian, vegan, so I'm not a meat consumer. But if you're choosing to eat meat, like really be conscious about eating something that's had the least amount of processing, that's been, you know, brought up in the most humane way, that's been killed in the most humane way, and all of that sort of stuff, understand the process. So choices, choices, choices. This is how we optimize our life. This is how we have, you know, this leveled up life experience. We like bring consciousness and conscious awareness to the choices we make. And the choice I'm encouraging you, and I've said this several times and I've gone around in lots of circles, so I'm going to zip it pretty soon, is this choice about reducing significantly, getting as close to zero as possible in processed food. And this is processed drinks as well. So anything that's been processed, push it to the side, first choice. Fill up most of your food tank with these natural foods so they've got less space to put some processed stuff on top. And again, it's a topic I could talk a lot about. If you'd like to have a conversation with me to go deeper and deeper on this, whether it's a coaching session or a coaching session specifically on the health side of things, don't hesitate to reach out. Carmassey.com, reach out to me there. Final thing, just again about the book, The Decision Making Mastery. You can go into, and I'll have it in the show notes, but just go into Amazon, Decision Making Mastery. You'll see my mugshot come up on the front cover of the book. I strongly recommend it. In the case of decision making, if you increase your decision making by 20%, you've changed the course of your life. And I know within that book there's the tips, tools and strategies, very practical, that you can take upon yourself to integrate into your decision making process, which will change the course of your life. So do check that out. And as I said in the last podcast, for about another week or so, I'm going to leave the price of the Kindle version at 99 cents. So get in quick on that before I take it up to its regular price of $8.99. So thank you so much for joining me today in beautiful Bali. It's a gorgeous day outside here. I hope it's a beautiful, gorgeous day for you wherever you are on this incredible, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. I think I said incredible twice, but it needed to be said twice. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.